Cherry cask, and for me, that's the go-to.
Wonderful. Let me take a break here. More after this on 720 WGN.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is off and running, but she took a second to sit down with John Cass to discuss her recent encounters with Alderman Ed Burke. The Mincing Rascals are recapping the special counsel's closing remarks, and Walter Jacobson is questioning the way that immigration is enforced in the U.S. these days. Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
We are going to go to the news and more conversation when we come back. Oh, look at Harrison Ford, all grizzly and bearded and silvery and stuff
oh,
on.
Oh, wow. That's good. Intense.
But well, you know what? This actually poses a good question for everybody, and you can wait till after the news to answer this. Elliot Serrano wants to know, now that Harrison Ford has announced that Indiana Jones 5 will start shooting, do you think that the series of movies, of obviously Indiana Jones, mm-hmm. would have been as successful if they had gone with the actor who was originally cast, Tom Selleck? Do you think that the Indiana Jones movies would have been as successful? It's time now for our news. We'll discuss when we come back. The 630 says, I could listen to these charming Scottish men for hours. Is one of them missing this evening that resided in San Francisco? They are so lovely selling that scotch. Are the texts coming from inside the studio?
Thanks, Mum.
Well, we did have...
Callum. My colleague Callum was in and was full of energy, let's just say.
I love that our listeners are keeping track of who was here in January. Yeah. Was that how long ago you were here?
Yeah, I think that was they're Callum,
like,
actually.
They're like, where's Callum? All right. Look at that, fans of Callum getting mad on the text line. How is Callum doing?
He's doing very well.
All right, then.
The gentlemen are going to see him tomorrow, and I'm sure they'll be able to tell me.
We'll pass on the 630's best wishes.
We will do that, absolutely.
I haven't met him.
But now
I'm
we have
looking forward to meeting him.
Now you have Graham, the master distiller from Aberlour, and we're excited to have as well Andrew Weir. Graham, how do I say your last name?
Cruikshank. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Cruikshank. That was terrible. I apologize to everyone involved. I apologize. I should not have even tried that. That was unprofessional on every level. Before the break, we were talking about a poll that a regular contributor to the show, Elliot Serrano, who was our chief geek officer, Jen Zanotti, we've all hung out and done all these recesses and done all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, Elliot's the best.
And so he's a regular contributor on the show, and he posted a poll, and I probably should have called him and told him I was going to do it on the air. But I mean, like, when you put it out there, it becomes public property. The Twitter poll on Elliot Serrano's feed, you can go to he's at Elliot Serrano, which with Harrison Ford announcing that filming for Indiana Jones 5 will begin next year, do you think that the character would have been as successful if Tom Selleck played the role as originally intended? Because he was cast and they could not work around his Magnum PI schedule.
I never knew this.
Yes. So I won't tell you the results of the poll yet. I want to go around and see. Andrew, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure I can buy Sean Connery being Magnum PI's dad.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
What did you guys in Scotland, what did you think of, just in general, what did you think of Sean Connery being the dad in Indiana Jones?
I love him. I mean, Sean Connery's never changed his accent, no matter what he's in. You know, they ship one of yours to the hospital, you ship one of theirs to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
And he was supposed to be an Irishman.
He was supposed to be Irish.
In
Highlander, which everyone else who was playing Scottish wasn't Scottish, he was Spanish, so I don't know what he was. Sean Connery's a national icon in Scotland,
so sure.
I should be very careful what I'm saying.
Oh boy, can you get in trouble?
Absolutely.
Did it take away your visa?
You know he got hurt by a bookcase once?
No.
And he said
trying to read?
He said he could only blame his shelf.
He could only blame his shelf.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That was fantastic. Dreadful. Graham, how about you? What do you think? Tom Selleck as Indiana Jones.
I couldn't buy that, no.
No, not at all.
Harrison Ford all day long.
All right, how about you, Alan?
It's a wee bit before my time, but...
get out of here.
You know Tom Selleck is now.
Yeah, I know he is. I'd agree with the guys, I think.
Go on then, who is he?
Magnum P.I.
Yeah. He's also in the series Blue Bloods, but I don't know. And he also played Monica's older boyfriend on Friends.
Okay, there we go.
His time.
Yeah. Also, how's Friends before
no,
your time?
No, not at all. But I think now, having grown up with the Indiana Jones franchise, no way you could see anyone else playing the role.
How about you, Jen?
I said no.
Yeah. So the like, no. The polling results are for yes, 17%. 83% say no. Yeah, there's just no way. He's an icon. We've been talking about Aberlour, which is the incredible Highland single malt Scotch whiskey. We were talking a little bit about taking your time when you are sipping something. I think a lot of us, you know what it is? You're trying to achieve a sensation without paying attention to how you feel along the way, right? I think we think of drinking as a destination, right? I want to be buzzed, or I need to get drunk tonight, rather than like I'm going to enjoy the taste of this. And that's right. Really, Aberlour kind of gets you to slow down and enjoy it.
It's whiskey is punctuation.
Ooh.
It's not destination, it's punctuation.
I like that.
So as you go through life, it can often help you make those changes and transitions and take a moment. An important moment. I'm taking over your job over here.
I like, no, that's great.
No, we learn from each other.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's almost not to, you know, encourage people to necessarily use alcohol for like self-care, but it's that savoring, you know, taking that moment, that time out, and just to enjoy, be present, and savor that flavor.
Yeah. There's no rush.
No rush.
And always drink responsibly. We should say
of
that.
Course.
It's important that we
of
say
course.
That. And, you know, I think that there are people out there who do overindulge, but whiskey,
no.
I think, is one of those areas. Particularly a fine single malt scotch is usually drunk slowly and savoured.
Well, you know that people are in a rush when they are doing shots. You're like, what are you even doing now? What is it? Again, that's about a destination rather than the punctuation, as you mentioned. Because I love your Instagram. You guys have a fantastic Instagram. Let people know how they can find you, not just on social media, but in general.
So if they go to www.aberlourlouderthanwords.com, I know it's a mouthful, aberlourlouderthanwords.com, there's actually a button on that says where to buy.
Okay.
If you type in your zip code, it'll give you a bunch of stores that you can buy it in, and it'll also give you places that you can have it shipped within an hour, and so lots of ways to get it.
I already looked it up on my, I scanned this code, I followed on Instagram, and I found where I can get my brother-in-law his gift.
Excellent.
And the gold star goes to Jen.
Thank you.
Well, now, was that somebody's, we're breaking equipment left and right.
I think Callum's here. It's under the desk.
So, Alan, tell me, what did you set out in life to do? Now that you're the ambassador for Aberlour. I mean, that's not a, you know.
That's a very open question.
Or what are you setting out in life to do, I guess, right?
That's even more of an open question.
That's a very intense question.
No, having grown up, I always say the same thing. Having grown up in that part of Scotland, the northeast of Scotland, you either go into one of two industries. You either go into oil and gas or you go into the whiskey industry. I wasn't clever enough for oil and gas, so I went into whiskey. And then in the whiskey industry, I think you either go into the production side of things and the engineering side, like Graham, or you go into kind of the marketing and ambassadorial side. And I wasn't clever enough for the engineering side or the production side. So, here I am now.
And
it's a fantastic opportunity. I've been to some places all over the world that I never thought I'd get to go to. And I'm now in Chicago. And again, another place that I never thought I'd live and work. And it's fantastic.
Well, we love having you here.
Thank you very much.
How about you, Graham? Did you set out to work in the whiskey industry?
Oh, certainly no. I mean, living in Keith in the northeast of Scotland, it is a whiskey town, so there's like three distilleries in the town here. So whiskey was always present in my childhood, surrounded by the whiskey distilleries in there. And I started off life as a joiner, making double glazed windows.
Okay.
Indoors. And I fell upon the whiskey by accident. Got a 6 months job in a warehouse and never looked back. Went back into college and studied electronics and mechanical engineering, and just progressed through the ranks over the years. And here I am, 35 years later.
And it seems like you're very happy.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't be. You've got a lot of mirth. I love that. You're bursting with mirth.
Yeah. I must say, I double up as a radio DJ as well in my spare time. So,
oh, you do?
I thought I'd just plug my show.
Yes, please do.
Scotch and Rock. You can get us on www.kcr.fm or on 107.7 FM on the local radios in Scotland. So,
can we hear it online?
Yeah, www.kcr.fm.
So it's broadcasting. There you go. You stream online too, or podcast it as well.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
So WGN just got an affiliate in Keith.
That's right.
Whether it likes it or not.
Well, when do you come on?
I do a Friday night, probably once a month, and we do a show called Scotch and Rock.
Right.
So I play a lot of rock music and I plug whiskey distilleries. So
we'll have to check in with you once a month.
You should. Pretty awesome.
We should do a report from Scotland.
Wow. And there
do,
you go. We'll do
a tie-in. It's probably at the same time, actually, yeah?
Yeah.
International, yeah.
Yeah, what time are you on?
9 till 10 on...
In the morning or
no,
at night?
Evening,
yeah, no, yeah. I'm on from 10 to 1. So, okay. We'll cross over.
That's a shame.
I'll just call and wake you up. And how about you, Andrew, last but not least? You know, is this what you... I mean, I know that you were in Braveheart.
Yeah, I was... they call me the failed child actor. Yeah, I was...
the failed child
actor. An erstwhile child actor.
I don't know why I snapped at you, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about your little movie career.
So I was an actor for about 10 years, and I don't know that that's always what I wanted to do. My father was a fireman, and I always wanted to be a fireman. And then the whole acting thing landed in my lap, like most things in life. And I did that for about 10 years, and then I went travelling around the world, and I had never had a real job, so I hadn't been to college, and so I got a job in tourism, and tourism brought me to the States, plugging Scotland as a country. And then I landed in whiskey and kind of educated myself at night and kind of did it that way. I did it the hard way, but it was fun. And whiskey, I can't think of working in a different business. I mean, there aren't 2 days the same. And it's great to go to work every day and get to talk about your country and its greatest export.
That's the thing. We had the ambassador from the brand ambassador from Telemordu from Dublin, and you guys just seem very happy with your jobs, and not like just like we get to drink all the time, but like you get to tell these stories and talk about the history of your area, your region, and the history of Aberlour. I love that. Well, thank you so much for always coming back and sharing
some
wonderful
stuff.
Of course. Yeah, I'll see you in August. Graham, you going to be back with us, you think?
Come not in August.
Not in August.
We'll call into Scotch and Rock.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, well, what the fake? We'll just call you. Get his number. Alan, Graham, Andrew, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
joining
thank
us.
You very
safe
much,
safe travels. I will see you guys at lunch tomorrow.
See you.
I made that sound naughty, didn't I? Boys, I'll see you tomorrow at lunch. Safe travels, my friends.
Thanks a lot.
And again, the website one more time, Andrew.
www.aberlourlouderthanwords.com.
aberlourlouderthanwords.com. More after this on 720 WGN. Monday, which means it's Motivational Monday, finally again with Jen Zanotti.
I know, I feel like it's been forever.
It has been, and I feel like we should motivate folks to remember that Father's Day is coming up in less than 2 weeks, and we have our friends from Aberlour joining us in studio. We have Graham, Andrew, and Alan in studio, and I want to find out, well, first of all, last time we saw the gentleman was a wonderful Robert Burns event, and I have you ever had haggis, Jen?
No.
All right. Do you know what haggis is?
I don't know what that is.
Andrew, explain what the haggis is.
It's a bit like sausage, where you don't ask what's in it.
Oh, boy.
That's what haggis is.
Andrew is the U.S. brand lead for Aberlour, a single malt Scotch whiskey. What does it mean to be the brand leader?
Do all the jobs that no one else wants
to
do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I work in a PowerPoint factory. We also make spreadsheets. And occasionally they allow us out to have fun with people like Alan here in Chicago and our fine, esteemed master distiller who's just off a plane from Scotland.
Oh, thank you for joining us so quickly from O'Hare.
Yeah, no, I got here on Friday.
Oh, you said just off a plane.
Just off a plane.
Come closer to your microphone.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Exactly.
No, I got in on Friday. We did Whiskey X up in the Fulton Market here on Friday evening, so it's been a busy, hectic weekend.
I imagine. Wow. And what do you think of Chicago so far, sir?
Love it.
You do?
Absolutely love it.
Have you been here before?
This is my fifth time in Chicago.
Fifth time?
So, yeah, absolutely love it. And
this time you're at WGN Radio, so she's going to come and fix your microphone. Don't be surprised.
Okay.
She fixed it. Breaking it.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we'll lift it up a little. There we go.
There it is.
Cool. Radio magic.
He's still going to have that accent.
Yeah, Rose, like, wait a minute, I think we're having some sound quality. No, it's him. Alan, how have you been since the last time we saw you in studio?
Very well, thank you. How have you been?
I've been very well. And by the way, since I last saw you, actually since this morning, this morning I received an email asking me to judge men in kilts at the New Highlands game coming up in June. So how does one judge a man in a kilt? Because I want to say that I haven't seen you in your kilt yet, Graham. I'm sure you look lovely.
I do.
I believe it.
I shine these two boys. Yeah. Hands down. Hands down.
How does one judge a man in a kilt? By his legs? By the shoes that he pairs with it?
Are we pre or post watershed?
It depends how his sporran hangs.
Do you know what the sporran is? It's a pouch. I don't know if that's
okay. I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Where that conversation
is it supposed to be in the middle?
It's supposed to be central to the kilt.
Central to the kilt.
Sitting nice and high.
I am terrified by this conversation.
I don't know where this is going.
I think it's. That's why I'm like, we always feel judged in a kilt, actually.
Oh, of course.
We always feel judged.
Fair enough. Well, now you know how we feel in our skirts or walking down the street.
A rare moment of empathy for we menfolk.
It's all in good fun, though, too.
Yes.
I do feel weird. I'm like, I don't want to objectify the guys. I want to know what criteria I could use. It's not just they have nice calves.
So it has to sit at the knee.
Okay.
Anything below the knee, out.
Oh,
done. Go
I
home.
Need my notes. Okay.
Yeah.
Below the knee, got it.
So they should be able to kneel down on the ground, and the kilt should just float on the ground.
Oh.
Anything
wow.
below the knee is an evening dress, and should constitute instant disqualification.
Am I allowed to go up with a pair of scissors and trim it for them?
I would suggest you do.
Okay. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Abra Lauer. Now Father's Day is coming up, and by the way, Graham, I want to know what does it take to be a master distiller.
Years of experience in the distilling trade, and a passion for the craft of making good Scotch malt whiskey. I've been in the game now for 35 years, so I think I've served my time. Abra Lauer is certainly a great single malt Scotch whiskey, so I've ticked a few boxes there.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
And Alan, who is the brand ambassador, you're in Chicago now, right?
Yeah, based in Chicago.
Yeah, last I saw you, I think you were just starting?
Just fresh off the plane in January, so yeah.
And so, I apologize for the relentless winter, which seems to still be lingering. This is what happens when the lake freezes over. It just continues to waft over the city for
it's
the rest.
It's getting better, though. It's getting better.
It's getting better. What have you learned about Chicago since January?
The city is... As Graham kind of said there, touched on, it's spectacular, and the people, I think, are phenomenal. I'm not just saying that, but everyone's so welcoming, so friendly, so open to giving you, their opinions on things and where you should go and spend some time. And, yeah, just kind of experiencing it through my own eyes, but taking advice from the local guys.
And when you... Because Abra Lauer is not necessarily something that we're... That's why I love talking to you guys, because this is a Scotch that I hadn't been familiar with before. So you guys introduced me to it, enjoyed it tremendously. I made it last as long as possible, because I was, worried, and then I didn't know there would be... Thank you for that. I hope my husband's not listening right now, because, like I said, you saved me a lot of money.
It's a perfect gift.
Yes, and one for producer Ro, because she gets, you know, they don't know if they pay her enough.
I highly enjoyed it the last time. I think I kept it for 2 weeks.
Oh,
it's I thought bad. She was going to say friends. A week.
That's
I was like, whoa.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't there had been, we had shared after the show.
We did share after the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. That was a lot of fun.
That was a good night. Yeah.
You guys tell the best stories.
You do.
Grammy at the bar is set high. But
some
I have,
of them are true.
So what are you guys up to this week? I mean, kind of giving... You have a luncheon tomorrow.
We do, yeah. So we're very fortunate. We don't get Graham in town very often. And when he does come to the US, we bring him straight to Chicago.
Oh.
No one knows how to drink whiskey or be hospitable like Chicagoans. So we had a great event this evening for some people to let them try Abra Lauer, meet the master, who is Graham, obviously, and let him tell them just about the art of distilling and, 35 years working in our industry and making great whiskey. And we've got a couple of new things to talk about, although they're kind of bit kind of secret squirrels, so we'll come back in August and tell you, but it's not live.
All right.
So we've been kind of teasing those.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Now we have to come back in August and tell you.
Yes. Oh, no doubt.
I love it. That was perfect.
So Graham's been busy making some new things, which are fun.
All right. Tell me your dates.
put it in mid-August.
All right. Fair enough.
So, yeah. So we're kind of touring Graham around. We're off to California tomorrow.
Lovely.
To the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
And Graham, for, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't want to cut you
No,
off.
He's been working me hard. He's been working me like a dog.
Oh,
I need a pay rise.
Do you need some water? I can get you some water. That's all I can offer.
Oh,
right
no,
now.
No.
All
a pay rise is much better.
All right. I agree. What for those who aren't familiar with, you know, whiskey and bourbon, and let folks know what the distinction is with Aberlour Scotch whiskey.
Well, Aberlour single malt Scotch whiskey is predominantly it's double cask maturation, and we pride ourselves on our wood management policy, which means we use the best of casks to mature our whiskies in. So both American oak and European sherry oak, plus the production process at Aberlour, which is my remit, my big job, is making sure that the new make spirit that we lay down is consistent every week, to make sure that in 12, 16, 18 years after the maturation is, we've got this premium single malt Scotch whiskey, which undoubtedly you've tasted it. And
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Well, because I'm not a big fan of Scotch. Scotch is always tastes kind of, I don't know what it is, almost like, not smoky, but something, but this is different.
Yeah, well, we don't do smoke in Aberlour. We're a Speyside single malt, so we're predominantly that sweet, fruity, floral sort of signature notes you'll get in a Speyside single malt. Your smokies are more of the island malts, so Aberlour's sort of family style is the sherry influence. And you may have tried the Buna, which is the cask strength.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I remember that, yes. I was remembering the spelling on the bottle. From
that'll blow your socks off. That's the daddy of the band.
That's why I spread it out over time. and Alan, tell us a little bit when folks are tasting it. Like, what do you talk, like, as far as how they should drink it, you know, the type of glass, or, you know, I know some folks probably want to, you know, do you add anything to it?
Yeah, so we kind of leave it open to their own interpretation. We always advise when they're tasting the whiskey, I would always say to taste it neat, because that's when they're kind of going to appreciate it. And then when you add a few drops of water, that can open up some of the flavour compounds, bring down the ABV a little bit. So for some people, that might make it more approachable for the palate. So yeah, we kind of leave it to the person. When we're tasting, we'll kind of guide them. But for when they're drinking it, they should drink how they enjoy it.
Jen, have you ever tried Scotch whiskey? Single malt Scotch whiskey, right?
Yes. I'm not a big connoisseur of...
We have to be a connoisseur.
I know, but I mean, I'm sure I've tried it, but nothing really
not
exactly as good as
not
this.
Not yet. Not a connoisseur
not yet.
I'll have
not
to have
yet.
You over to...
I'll have to...
We'll sit on my back porch.
That
and,
sounds
and
lovely.
Have under the stars, and we'll,
oh,
I have a hammock.
That would be...
Right? I'm saying, it's a whole thing.
Sounds like a very romantic
evening. Of course you're invited. Keep breaking my equipment. I can't invite you anywhere, my friend.
I say it's a date. Let's do it.
I'll fix that in a second. Yeah, I'd love to have you over. Are you kidding me? I don't know how my husband will feel, but I got my all my friends from Aberlour in the backyard, hon. I hope you don't mind.
With their kilts on.
Above the knee.
Above the knee.
Wow, he keeps kneeling to show me how it floats like a... Yeah, there's a lot going on in my backyard. There's a lot going on WGN Radio. We're hanging out with our friends from Aberlour. We have Graham, Alan, and Andrew in studio. And we'll talk more about picking something out for your father for Father's Day, maybe your grandfather. Jen Zanotti, Getting Zen with Gen Z, available on WGNRadioPlus.com. She's a podcaster extraordinaire. And I love that people are enjoying your podcast and learning so much more about themselves and how to embrace life. What's your new slogan?
The new hashtag, I Get Zen with Jen.
And the other one's Embrace.
Embrace Amazing is coming soon.
Embrace Amazing.
Is.
And we're doing that with our friends from Aberlour, too. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Father's Day is coming up in less than 2 weeks, and fathers always get the short end of the stick when it comes to celebrating their role in our families. I know that my husband, who does so much with our boys and is just he once told me that I make him want to be a better man, and I immediately, oh yeah, I'm saying.
That's like right in the feels right there.
And it was the most extraordinary thing anybody we'd been going through something with the boys and just struggling we were just getting through it, and he said that to me, and like I remember that he does the same for me. I want to be better for him. I just don't do as well on buying him gifts, so I'm so excited to he does a really nice job, but we have in studio with us Jen Zanotti, the host of Getting Zen with Gen Z, and she's here for Motivational Monday, and we talk about awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that for those who do enjoy sipping, you know, spirits, I think that it's great to have these conversations. If you know someone in your life that also likes whiskey, Aberlour, our friends from Aberlour are here to tell you about their product, about their Highland. By the way, I think that you keep saying single malt Scotch whiskey, but it's also Highland. Tell us a little bit, Graham, the master distiller. What is it about the environment in Scotland that is different from, let's say, having a whiskey from Kentucky?
Yeah, well, the terroir round about Aberlour, the story, we're right in the heart of Speyside, and it's a lovely, lovely setting. You could drive past Aberlour Distillery easily because this little glen that it sits in, where the Lower Burn flows down, Lower Burn is where Aberlour gets its name from. It's a really cool, shaded, tree-driven glen, and it's just that natural place to make whiskey. Cool, shady summers. Plentiful spring water flowing down to the distillery for the process, and it's just a delicate situation right in the heart of Speyside. So,
and Jen, when we talk about, you and I had a conversation. I was telling you that I realize sometimes I might have more than one glass of wine or more than one glass of bourbon, and right. I do it unconsciously because I'm like, oh, I just pour it. But there's something about conscious sipping when you start thinking about what it is you're tasting.
Right. And when you have something that's a really good, high quality, I think it's something you want to enjoy it. It's not just about drinking it quickly and, maybe having a few too many, but really savoring the flavor.
I want to start meditating with Aberlour. so you have like these sessions.
We could do our guided meditation.
A guided meditation. What are you tasting? How does it make your body feel? Mm-hmm. I mean, because that is part of, we drink sometimes to numb ourselves, but there's a path on the way there, right? And enjoying it, don't you think, Andrew? Is there's a way to sort of slow down a little bit?
I think the great thing about working on single malt Scotch whiskey versus some other spirits or other alcohols is that very rarely are people drinking this to get drunk. There's something more responsible about it. It's a sipping whiskey. It's something existential about it. It transforms you, or it transports you to another place. And I imagine whenever I'm pouring a glass of whiskey, that it takes me to the place that it was made and the people that made it and the stories that go into
right.
it. And you don't get that with everything.
No. I agree. Well,
I love that. That's a beautiful way to describe it.
Well, that's what was so extraordinary about the Robert Burns experience, the luncheon that you had with the poetry and the food and being around people talking about it, thinking about it. Alan, is that the response you get from events like that as well?
Yeah, 100%. I think kind of touching on what Andy said, when we're doing a tasting, whether it's a 12-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 18-year-old, you ask people to think about what they were doing 18 years ago when that was being made. And it evokes that kind of emotive response from them, and they actually stop and think about it because it's not just something that's been kind of thrown together. This has been crafted over 18 years, and then when you put it in perspective like that, then they really start to think about it.
Right, you're almost having it. You get to taste artistry too when it comes to the work that's been put into this.
Yeah, I always say that they say Scotch whiskey is made with three main ingredients. It's made with water, it's with malted barley, and it's yeast. But there's so much more ingredients go in, and it's all about the place and the people and the passion that goes into making the product at the end of the day. Because the teams at the distilleries are small teams, and they're really passionate about what they do. And to see their product on the shelves is a sense of passion and pride, you know.
I just waved in the executive producer of the Nick DiGilio show, who I know has ties to Scotland, and I saw him wandering. I'm like, oh yeah, what do you like hear a Scottish voice? You're like, is that my family?
Kind of, yeah. I'm just like, wait, where's that from? Sounds familiar.
I'll make sure you get a taste of this as well. Are you a fan of the Scotch whiskey?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. A little bit too much at times.
So we were talking about some of the ideas that people have for buying a gift for Father's Day. Like, let's say, what are the distinctions? What are the different, because this one in my hand is the how do I say this?
Abuna.
The D silent?
Yeah, we Abuna? Have lots of superfluous consonants in our language. Usually just chop the word in two and the first bit will do.
Have you tried Aberlour yet?
I have not, no. Maybe we'll have later. Are you sharing that?
We'll make sure that there's some set aside for you. I'm trying to figure out where to leave some for you, but we'll figure it out. I will not let you go without tasting some of this.
It'll
be my pleasure to share it with you. Yeah, no, that's a thing. I mean, it's for sharing, isn't it? That's what we were talking about too. Yeah.
The loving way to say it is that water separates the people of the world, and whiskey brings them together. Whiskey should be about sharing. It should be about opening it up and putting the world to rights. And settling your differences, and I always think of it in a positive light. You know, I think it's people used to say that when dishwashers were invented, people couldn't settle their differences while washing the dishes anymore. It was something I read that by an anthropologist. So now I think whiskey is the replacement.
Fair enough.
Washing the dishes.
Tom, did you lived in Scotland?
Yeah, when I was very, very small.
Where'd you
very
live?
Very small. A place called St. Basil's. And in the borders,
even the guys from Scotland are like, nope.
No,
like, where's that?
Must be posh.
We have been on a. I don't know if it's from since the last time you were on, because we went to Ireland, we went to Dublin, Cardiff, and London last August, and we couldn't do Scotland. It was not manageable for traveling. But ever since you guys were on, my husband has been watching Rick Steves and all the different places in Scotland, and it is just stunning. I mean, we just sit and we're like, we have to go to these places.
Well, speaking of Father's Day being a thing, I've got a 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old, and his name is Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S. Every time I say it, people think I'm saying Alex, but his name is Harris.
Oh, I understood. Yeah.
And,
I got it.
Harris, the DJ. But he's named after an island in the Hebrides in Scotland called the Isle of Harris, and it's where the Tweed's from, and they have a distillery there. I was just showing pictures to some people today. About 10 years ago, the Thai government got into trouble for using an image of the Luskintyre beach on the Isle of Harris as if it were a Thai beach. So Thailand pretending its beaches are in Scotland. So you'd never imagine that in Scotland, to have these beautiful white sand, blue water beaches. So Scotland is full of surprises.
Oh, it really is.
I highly recommend getting to the Hebrides, especially, and also to Speyside, where we are. It's a beautiful part of the country.
Now, where is it?
The whiskey definition is Speyside, but Graham would tell you the mapping or the cartography reference. Murrayshire
or Bamshire, yeah. So we're a real typical get up northeast edge of Scotland there, between Aberdeen and Inverness. Inverness is the Highland capital of Scotland, and so we're halfway between Aberdeen and Inverness up there in the northeast of Scotland. So it's a lovely part of the country.
Tom, do you ever get a chance to visit?
A couple of times, but where my family is way close to the border. So say about 45 minutes to an hour north, we would say northwest of Edinburgh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But he's not kidding. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's great to go visit. Way nicer than where we're from.
Don't let your family hear you say that.
Oh, they might be listening right now. It's morning over there, you know?
Although it should be said, though, anyone from Scotland coming here that jumps on a boat in the Chicago River is wowed by the beauty of the city.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's something about where you're from and you take it for granted, but Chicago is a beautiful city.
It is amazing.
There are so many photos I take when I shouldn't be because I'm driving, and when I see, like, the way the sun...
Oh, yeah, I know. I see a lot of those photos.
No, I totally have pulled over in the shoulder of the road on the Kennedy. I'm totally taking them from there. I always try to say I'm the passenger. But the way the sun sets over when you see the skyline and some of the colors, they're amazing. Yeah, I don't post all the photos that I take either so that people don't give me a hard time about it. But no,
you're
absolutely right.
The ones you post are great. I mean,
and also having a sip of Aberlour to also contemplate where you're from is not a bad thing.
Absolutely.
As well.
But not on the Kennedy.
Not on the
Kennedy. So
no,
clear.
No, I not swear. Just the photos are also bad. So tell me, what should people understand about if they're picking something out, you know, what are some of the choices that they have depending on what their dad might like
for the Aberlour range?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's something in the whole Aberlour range for everybody. There's something that suits most palates. We do a 12, we do a 16 and an 18-year-old, as well as the cask strength Abuna. The cask strength Abuna is probably one of the most pioneering whiskies out there, because that's been on the go since the late 1990s, and we're up to like batch 67. So it's a small batch. It's matured in first fill Oloroso sherry casks from Spain, and it's filled at cask strength. So it's got a bit of bite to it, but it's like a warm blanket wrapped around you when you drink it. It's amazing.
I'm saying I love all these descriptions.
I would say the first thing to do when you're buying whiskey for your dad on Father's Day is to look at what he. Or buying, you know, whiskey for your mother on Mother's Day or anyone's birthday, is to look at what they have on their shelf already.
Right.
You know, and get...
Let's say, like, Woodridge. Woodford. I always say Woodridge.
Yeah,
Woodford. I don't even know what I like.
So Woodford's
that bottle is like shaped like this.
Woodford's a great bourbon, so actually Aberlour is a great whiskey to buy someone who likes bourbon,
mm-hmm.
Because it's sweet. It's not smoky, it's not peaty, it's not that iodine-y character. Whereas if you see lots of smoky whiskies from the island of Islay, then you're probably going to go and buy them something along those lines. But if you're buying, if someone's got a lot of whiskies, a Buna is a perfect thing to buy them, because it's typically for people who understand whiskey. Cask strength whiskies are probably not the first bottle you'd buy someone. But that's where our 12-year-old comes in, or our 16. Very accessible, very approachable. And, you know, you can't go wrong with Aberlour. I always tell people this. If you give it to someone who's not, who's new to whiskey, who's a bit of a novice, they're going to say, the thing they always say is, well, I didn't think I liked Scotch. This is extremely smooth, very sweet. But you can't go wrong giving it to a connoisseur, the biggest geek of the world, the whiskey geek, because they're going to say, Aberlour is an iconic distillery. And I love a Buna. And that's usually what that all comes in the same sentence.
Wonderful.
So it's a great cross section. You can't go wrong.
Do you have a favourite, Alan? Is there one that go to for you? Or
the 16 for me is the quintessential.
Really?
Yeah, right, it's a perfect balance of both the American oak, the European.